This is it. Only graveyard of its kind in the world.
There's just one surefire way to find the Key Underwood Coondog Memorial Graveyard buried deep within the Freedom Hills of Colbert County, Alabama, and that is to track down Mr. Amos Powers of nearby Vina, Alabama. The 86-year-old retiree is always willing to guide the curious to this one-of-a-kind cemetery.
November 12th, 70. Died 22nd, 81, May. Coondog indeed.
The graveyard sits in a clearing at the end of a long, winding gravel road. The small plot of land is crowded with tombstones. A few are fancy granite monuments. Most are just slabs of stone, with the vitals painstakingly chiseled in. Sometimes there's an epitaph. Black Ranger, as good as the best and better than the rest. Small bundles of plastic flowers lie beside each stone. Old Tip, Old Lou, Ruff, Ranger.
Troop. Old Troop.
Amos Powers leads me to Troop Stone at the front of the graveyard beside an old pine tree.
Troop's the first coon dog that was bred here, 1937.
Troop, Amos Powers explains, belonged to Key Underwood, who this graveyard is named for. The area around here was the dog's favorite hunting ground. It's not a particularly complicated sport. A specially bred hound is set loose until it picks up the scent of a raccoon. It follows the track, eventually catching up with the animal and chasing it up a tree. That's called treeing. Then the hunter will either let the raccoon be, shoot it, or use any number of methods to get it out of the tree so that the hound can fight and kill it. In these parts, Troop was the greatest coon dog anyone had ever seen.
The story's told that he treed three different coons up the same tree one night. That's a good dog.
Hi.
How you do?
William Bolton is here on this rather foreboding afternoon raking leaves. Bolton is a graveyard's caretaker, a retired factory worker with a passion for coon hunting. To bury a dog in this cemetery, he explains, one must abide by a whole series of strict rules.
You can't bury nothing but a coon hound. He's got to be a hound, and supposed to bury him 3 foot deep, and he's supposed to be a straight coon dog. Not run nothing but a coon. And an officer supposed to see your dog before you bury him.
Uh-huh. Why's that?
Well, you know, some people tell you if they got one kind of dog and you don't see it, well, they may not be that kind of dog.
Indeed, William O. Bolton's biggest problems come from overanxious pet owners trying to sneak their beloved house dogs into this hallowed ground. That will just not do. Folks in this part of the country take their coon dogs much too seriously for any nonsense like that.
My dog was out next to this tree.
William Bolton leads us towards the resting place of his old coon dog, Red. It is, he says, still difficult for him to stand before the grave.
Yeah, it brings back quite a bit of memories a lot of time. And I do miss him.
Amos Powers and I leave William Bolton alone with Red and quietly wander among the gravestones. I'm David Isay.